Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Hello and welcome to the Country Racing Show, a special edition of the Country Racing Show dedicated to the week at Warrnambool. What a three-day carnival it was. The biggest country racing carnival around Australia, and it was phenomenal once again. Each and every year, the Bull produces highlights galore on and off the track. And there's usually a few that get bitten by the Bull bug, and unfortunately, a couple of our co-hosts have fallen at the Bull. Darren Galley and Maggie Payne haven't arrived back. I'm not sure whether they have run into some trouble last night. Maybe they slept somewhere that they shouldn't have in a lockup, or maybe they have just got a bit of a dusty head because it's a big week down there. So we pulled in off the bench Mick Sharkey, who was front and centre every day at the Bull. He sounds like he's had a big week, but he is here in person. How are you, Shark?
Good. Oh, hello, Michael. Look. So I'm glad you qualified that sleeping somewhere you shouldn't, i.e. a lockup, because that could have taken all manner of turns. I didn't know it was that sort of program. But look, it was a fantastic 3 days. Really feel for Darren and Maggie. Clearly, they haven't handled the 3 days as well as
Darren's
others have.
Darren's an old campaigner. It surprises me. He takes his own caravan out there. So I'm not sure what's happening.
You're joking.
Yeah, he is. That's how he travels around all the country at carnivals, caravan. In his own caravan.
That can't be true.
It is true. He's got his own caravan.
So
Darren
Galley. At the park. And
that's it. Country Racing Victoria's caravan, and off he goes. Maggie's a good girl, so I'm sure she didn't get in trouble. She probably just needed a lift back with Darren, and he's let her down.
Wow.
So they will be back next week, but we are going to hold the fort with a fabulous review. 30 races over 3 days, more than $2 million in prize money. And the big question heading into this year's Warrnambool Carnival, Shark, was would DK Weir do it again? 14 of 30 races last year, and he didn't let anyone down.
He was absolutely fantastic again. And I think for the punters, his horses were winning this year, and they were the favourite horses.
Yes.
Whereas in previous years, you know, there might have been three in a race, and the thing at $9 was the one getting up to spoil the party to a degree. But heavily backed Weir runners getting the job done on each of the 3 days. If you couldn't back a winner down there this week, well, you must have had a bigger issue than the punt, because people were seeing them like beach balls.
I can't remember a Warrnambool Carnival which was so kind to the punters.
It was fantastic. And what about the weather? Like, not only the punt, not only the results. I think everybody got the quaddie all 3 days. And the weather was just absolutely glorious. There were people there with T-shirts on.
Yeah.
It was just a bonanza for punters, which was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Super strong crowds. A really great atmosphere as usual. And Pete Downs and his team, been a couple of years since I'd been to the Bull. I could see the improvement. The facilities had been improved. The catering and the bar facilities had been improved. There was just a great, great day at the races to be had. They made it very, very easy, the Warrnambool Racing Club team.
Well done to Pete, and well done to his track manager as well. The track raced superbly throughout the three days. 30 races in 3 days. DK Weir, leading trainer once again. 4 races each day on 12 for the total. Simon Wilde, 4 winners in the last day. We'll talk about the grand annual. 5 all up. It was another great local carnival. The locals dominated. As far as the jockeys concerned, Damien Lane and Brad Rewilla, 4 wins apiece, leading jockeys. And for the jumps jockeys, Clayton Douglas with 2 wins and Steve Pateman, 2 wins. So the big names to the fore once again. Let's go through day by day, Shark. The highlights on day one, obviously the Brierley was the big race that we'll talk about in a moment. But early in the day, the big spruik horse was Right Enough, which was a half-sister to Rich Enough. Started $3, Kenny Keys, Craig Williams in the saddle, and didn't let anyone down.
Pulling it to Right Enough around the turn and has to try and rally. Then Stravane Celestial Shower to the outside. She's our reward, still well and truly there in the middle. Right Enough, Miska out wide. Celestial Shower's gun winding a run, and then She's Our Reward. But Right Enough is the leader. Out wide Celestial Shower, but Right Enough will be good enough and make them rich enough to win by a length and a quarter.
Well, Sharky, I think there's bigger things in store for her. She was very impressive.
Yeah, she was. And a different sort of filly to her brother, Rich Enough. She's strong, but not the big, hulking chestnut that Rich Enough was. She's a lighter sort of style, darker coloured filly. But hey, the speed's there, isn't it? She went straight to the front, just cruised along, got that super good kick that off that turn there at Warrnambool, which so many leaders can do on day one of this carnival year after year. And she was just way too speedy for them. It was a fantastic performance. Great for Kenny Keys. And to hear his confidence in this horse after the race, saying that we wanted to come down here, target this race, get the good Vobis nomination, have a good week down here at Warrnambool, and then go on and target better races. I think she'll be able to go and get a listed race along the way during her career, and she'll be a very, very valuable broodmare in
time. It just shows you the strength of the horses that are targeting Warrnambool, because later in that first day, Tradesman, which was probably the best back runner almost over the 3 days, into $1.85 and won under a half Nelson Hold. After he won, Weary says, yeah, we're going to target the Group 1 Doomben Cup. So you've got Group 1 contenders competing over the 3 days at Warrnambool Carnival. That's how strong and the deep the races are.
Yeah, it also shows you how Weir uses the Warrnambool Carnival as a launching point, doesn't it? You know, there are horses on day two and day three that are also off to bigger and better things. But Tradesman, he had group form around him in WA. He was a very, very good three-year-old in WA. Very consistent horse. Bit of a switch of state. Over to Darren Weir, see what he can do on the Eastern Seaboard. And he just built towards that performance on day one, absolutely perfectly at Echuca and then at Morfordville, turned up at Warrnambool in rude health at short odds and was never, ever in doubt. It was probably one of the more dominant wins of the 3 days.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The feature on day one was the Briley, over 3,400 metres, $150,000. ZM, the favourite. Monarch Chimes, the Kiwi, was heavily backed, and the local gold medals for Simon Wilde and Shane Jackson.
It's gold medals, the leader. He's a half length in front, maybe a length to ZM and Monarch Chimes. Gold medals still clear. ZM's trying to come off the deck with a 70 kilos. Gold medals, though, for the Wilde clan. ZM's back to a neck, but gold medals wins the Brightly medal.
Oh, it was a dominant win, and the class prevailed there. ZM, I thought he was going to hold him off at the end, but gee, gold medals is tough. And the question mark after that for Simon Wilde was, would he back up 2 days later in the Grand Annual? And he's always said this horse is his favourite horse. Fancy a horse winning his two-year-old race at Warrnambool, competing, I think he was placed during a Flemington Carnival and coming back and being the most dominant jumper over the Warrnambool Carnival.
It's just, he's been a phenomenon, really, hasn't he? Gold medals, 12 wins from 64 starts throughout his career, over $700,000 in prize money from a pretty moderate pedigree, a son of Elvstrom out of a fairly average performed mare, just keeps turning up year after year, season after season, getting the job done. What I loved about this race, and we saw it again on Thursday when these two horses clashed, was gold medals and ZM going to the line, head for head, gold medals, just getting that edge late in the race. You look back at last season, the 2017 jump season, they met on a few occasions and ZM had the better of gold medals. So for gold medals fans, first time they clashed this time round, he gets the better of him. You think, ooh, have we improved? Have we made up that gap? And are we a legitimate chance of going to the Grand Annual and beating him again?
Well, it was a brilliant moment for Shane Jackson as well. Unfortunately for Shane, later in the week, it wasn't so brilliant in the Grand Annual when he couldn't take the ride on gold medals, but it was great to get a win in the feature, the Briley, for Simon Wilde.
How tall is Shane Jackson? He'd be near 6 foot.
He could almost play basketball.
Stephen Arnold, I guess, would be the best example of a tall jockey that most people would know on the flat. But Shane is enormous. He's, dare I say it, normal height. Isn't he?
He is. And he's
a terrific guy, too.
And he's a really nice guy as well. They were the highlights of day one. You're listening to a special edition of the Country Racing Show. On the other side of this, day two at the Bull.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all. The people who love thoroughbred racing from around Victoria. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Country Racing Show as we review the 3 days of fun and frivolity and some great racing down at the Warrnambool Carnival. Day two, Sharky, was another ripper day for the punters. They were on song again, as was Darren Weir. Four winners once again, and we got to see some great jumps as well as some great action on the flat. One of my favourite calls of the week from Rick McIntosh, who did a stellar job throughout the week, was the Dominators win in the Dunn Road. The first time this race has been run.
Wow, what a finish! 200 to go. The Dominator just. King Gamata's coming on the outside. The Dominator. King Gamata. They're cheering. The Dominator. King Gamata. The Dominator. He's done it all the way. What an effort to win the first ever Deck Run Dunro chase.
Well, he got right into it there, Rick, didn't he? And a good win by the Dominator.
Right into it. I thought he was going to explode. I looked up at the caller's box at one point. I thought he was hanging out, his white knuckles gripping onto the edge. He was absolutely riding every inch of that finish. I watched that race over towards the hill where, you know, just I'd say around the 200-metre mark of the straight. A lot of people sort of on that smaller hill there watching that race. And the Dominator, people talking to the person next to him. He can't get going, this horse. He's gone out too hard.
He's a kamikaze, isn't he?
He is kamikaze. He just jumps, charges to the next jump, jumps again. He's an amazing horse to watch. If you're an owner of the Dominator, you'd have some very, very anxious moments throughout his races. But everyone around me, whether they backed the horse or not, were willing him over the line the last little bit, because that's the great thing about Warrnambool. You want to see those great performances rewarded. He was brave from go to woe, gets the win. Great result for Henry Dwyer as well, who's had a couple of good wins down there, important wins at the Bull in the last few years.
And for Steve Bateman, who just said, I've got to hold on.
Exactly. It was that sort of run, wasn't it? He tore off and then gathered his feet after each obstacle and just ripped into the next one as well. It was quite something to watch.
The feature race over the jumps is the time-honoured Gallywood, and it was a local victory to Two Hats and Aaron Purcell.
But it's still Two Hats, then Honey Steals Gold and Ancient King, but it's going to be an easy one. Two Hats, another local victory in a jumping feature. Two Hats for Small and Purcell goes most of the way. Three lengths, Honey Steals Gold.
And a very special win also for Braden Small, the jockey, who is the son of the famous Cyril Small. This is what he had to say to Dean Pettit after his win on racing.com.
Pretty close at Warrnambool, all the trainers and all the jockeys, and we all get along really good. And to win the Gallywood in front of this beautiful crowd today, in front of Mum and Dad and my fiancée Amy, it's brilliant.
Yeah, what a great moment, Shark, for the Small family. Cyril was there. He actually had a ride over the carnival, and to think he has been associated with one of the best in, I suppose, living memory on the turf in Vorogue, and he gets to see his son win one of the biggest jumps races in Victoria.
A special moment. We love those family ties, those family moments in racing. It just adds another layer, not only, you know, to think back and really pay tribute to Cyril Small and what he was able to do, but look at the next generation, to see that family name continuing on in important races in Australia. It's great to see. Not only that, Two Hats was a really strong local tip throughout the week. I know Aaron Purcell and his team had been very confident about this horse's chances in the Gallywood. They were correct. They got the result. And good for Aaron, too, moving back down to Warrnambool after taking over Kieran Maher's stable for those 6 months while Kieran was on the sidelines. Good to see him go home, get a really important win and celebrate like he should.
That's exactly what he said after the race. He said, it's a good reminder that I'm not just the pinch hitter trainer. I've got my own team and they're going very well. He had a double on the day, actually. Von Mystic was a nice winner and a heavily backed winner too in the three-year-old maiden. The best race of the day on the flat was the Wongoom, known as the Newmarket of the Bush. No surprises, DK Weir to the fore again.
Fighting hard with Bassett, then Murphy's Delight on the outside. Stellar Collision, Handsome Thief are going to be late. Stellar Collision's coming hard at Bassett. Bassett the leader, Stellar Collision, Handsome Thief the outside. The Thief! He's got up and won it. Handsome Thief beats Stellar Collision, another Weir Quinella. Bassett for third, maybe Aussie's choice.
Handsome Thief getting up, and gee whiz, he was well backed. Defeating the stablemate Stellar Collision, who I liked. I thought he was home at the 150, but Handsome Thief, he's been known as a thief in the past, but gee, he put his best foot forward.
I think the key with Handsome Thief's victory in this race was the wide gate. He was able to get back, stay out of trouble, stay away from other horses, because in previous runs we've seen him jamming up behind horses, losing momentum and being an unlucky runner. Dean Yendall just kept him wide, kept him out of trouble, pulled him to the outside and trusted that turn of foot. We saw it at its best. We saw the horse at his best and they prevailed late. You didn't know where to look though at the 300 metres. You had less of an idea at the 100. There was less than three lengths from first to 11th in the Wongoom, and they were spread across the track because it was that time of the day where the inside had been okay early. A couple of jockeys wanted to stay there. A couple of others thinking, oh, it might even up. Might be the race to get wide and hike wide. That's where we saw the winner come. They were effectively spread from inside rail to outside fence, weren't they, that last 100?
And a beautiful ride by Dean Yendall. Darren
Great ride.
Just said, and both Brad Rewilla on the runner-up rode the race perfectly, found the best going on the track, and they were the two swooping at the end.
And Yendall was, again, a very good winner and another good ride in the following race, in the ninth, when Lucky For All won for Darren
Weir. Looks like a nice horse.
Yeah, it does look like a nice horse, and he stayed to the inside, despite the fact that, you know, the outside looked the place to be, and that's where he wanted to be on Handsome Thief. He trusted that that was the shortest way home in the next. So jockeys are always thinking, particularly on a three-day carnival when track conditions can change race to race. Yendall must have had faith that, you know, I've got the horse to stick to the inside and get the job done there. So he was riding very well on the Wednesday.
And another impressive winner from Team Weir on that day was Big Bad Baz. And that's where the wheels started to fall off for Darren Galley. As a part owner, this is where I think he started to get a bit loose.
We were obviously with him that morning and I think he just said, oh, get in the queue. So I think he was already planning the celebrations the morning of the race with hours to go before Big Bad Baz actually got the job done. You know, that's just always a recipe for disaster when you're over racing at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Big Bad Baz has turned into Big Bad Daz in the last couple of days. So, but that's, you've got to enjoy a win at the Bull.
It's one of the most memorable
things you can have. That was day two at the Bull. Let's move on to day three, Sharky, and this is the crescendo. It is the big one, the Grand Annual and also the Warrnambool Bull Cup. And we were wondering, can Weary do it again? Can he dominate the cart? Well, early doors, it was all Simon Wild. He put on a display on the final day. The two-year-old event's always been a hotly contested race, but Simon Wild has made it his own, and he did it again. T-Train, first up. Winning.
Wing into the straight. Don't doubt Mave, who made that fairly early run. Stroden's up at the 250, a length in front of T-Train. Kaplumpage into the clear and then Socialising, but T-Train takes the lead away from Don't Doubt Mave, 100 to go. Kaplumpage and Socialising still running on. T-Train a length and a half in front though, and it's T-Train. Simon Wild wins this race again. T-Train a half length to Kaplumpage and Socialising with Don't Doubt Mave in fourth place.
That's 3 years in a row he's won that two-year-old race. Punters need to remember that when they go down to the Bull, and that looks like a smart little two-year-old.
Sure does. And Ratatat and Hector, the two previous winners of the race for Simon Wild, he's looked after them, and he knows to pick a horse for that race. It was very, very well backed, wasn't it, T-Train? And again, another strong local tip. The Weir runner started favourite. But the amount of people that wanted to tap you on the shoulder and say, oh, T-Train's the one, T-Train's the one, you would have thought they'd be closer between them in that market. 290 SP for the runner-up and 480 for T-Train. But again, made few errors, didn't it? That horse, well-educated, well-schooled, well-prepared for that race and made a faultless debut.
We've got a segment each week on the Country Racing Show, which is Darren Galley's. He likes to present it as his own. But as he is not here, I'm going to let you introduce it this week.
Did you see that? Is that right? Did I get it right?
Perfect.
Oh, I've done Darren proud.
Did you see that?
Furian is out beyond the middle, going for the hat-trick. He hit the lead from Trenchant, then Like the Clappers, followed by He's the Boss and Robbie Star. But Furian is two, three lengths in front. Like the Clappers is trying its life out, but a star is born at the Bull. Furian's unbeaten, three lengths to Like the Clappers, third Trenchant.
What about that? Did you see that? I think everyone saw that. That was absolutely fantastic. Furian, now the backstory behind this horse is almost as impressive as the win. He has only just turned three. Technically, he's a Northern Hemisphere bred horse, so he's giving a lot away in age and experience and physical maturity. He takes on the older horses at benchmark 70 level, scratched from a more suitable race, you would have thought, on the Wednesday, and just absolutely flogged them. No surprise to see Darren Weir come out after the race and say, I've got a fair opinion of the horse. We're thinking Queensland Derby. You mentioned Tradesman going to Queensland. This is the other one I really wanted to hit on, Furion going to the Queensland Derby. If you look at the markets, he was $26 into, I think he's favourite now, at around $5.50 for that race. I wouldn't want to be with any other horse.
Yeah, he looks untapped. He looks like a star of the future. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. And that brings us to the feature, the Grand Annual Steeplechase. 33 fences over 5,500 metres. And it was almost a carbon copy of the Briley. The two heavyweights sit down to fight it out.
ZM, the brave Kiwi, gold medals, the local ZM, gold medals. Gold medals, inch by inch, ZM, gold medals, ZM, gold, oh, gold medals, maybe a nose to ZM. Six lengths away, third, don't pull the stand down if I'm wrong.
What a finish in the Grand Annual, gold medals, completing the double, the first time since Frankie Very Much in 2005, and a training performance by Simon Wilde to get that horse to back up in 2 days. ZM Gallant. I can't remember a more exciting finish for the Grand Annual. It was phenomenal.
It was absolutely incredible. It's a race that'll, if you saw it live, it'll live with you for a very, very long time. And future Grand Annuals are going to have to, you know, stand up to a pretty big benchmark if they want to compete with that in terms of just the feeling. It was just setting up as a two-horse war so far out. We mentioned earlier on the connections of gold medals might have just thought their horse had improved on ZM this season. He might be able to bridge the gap and maybe test the great jumper in the annual. He did that again. There was only a short half head between
Incredible.
Them on the line after 5,500 metres. And a big gap to third as well, that nine-length margin to Spying on You, who ran really well and jumped well throughout as well. I think that's what I'll probably take from the race is the jumping was, on a whole, excellent. Not only in the annual, but across the week.
Yep.
Horses have been very well prepared for this meeting. They're fit, they're hard, they're ready to go. We saw very good jumping again in the annual. Fantastic performance, gold medals.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And a special moment for Simon Wilde, because that means he's now won every major over the Warrnambool Carnival.
Incredible.
And his father, Bill, they are born and bred in that area, so they go down as legends.
Interesting to note, too, after the race, he said, I've been ticking off the majors at this carnival, ticking them off. This is the one that I wanted. I wanted it more than the Melbourne Cup.
And, well, who knows what's next for gold medals, but he has got the major, the Grand Annual, ticked off. And another great training performance by Patrick Payne with ZM, who is a star to be just beaten so closely.
Is there a cleaner jumper going around in Australia at the moment?
No.
He's faultless and so, so tough.
Absolutely. After the Grand Annual, the focus turned to the Warrnambool Cup. Darren Weir looked to have a stranglehold on it. Four runners shooting for five Warrnambool Cups in a row.
Gaelic Chieftains out wider. No Kawara and then Swarkadelic. Romanesque is driving to the lead here. Gaelic Chieftain is after it. Romanesque. Gaelic Chieftain coming. Romanesque just in front. Yogi's flying. Gaelic Chieftain won it. A nose to Yogi. Third Romanesque in a ripping rendition of the Warrnambool Cup. Swarkadelic was fourth.
Oh, it was that man, DK Weir, again with the Quinella. Gallic Chieftain just lasting Yogi flying at the end. And it was a very Weir flavour because Jared McLean, who is Weir's foreman, trained the third place getter Romanesque, who looked home at the 200 as well. And well done to Johnny Allen. He had a tough week at the ball. He'd fallen a couple of times. He was expected to have a much better week than he did, and he finally got a major.
And, you know, you listen to people close to the jockeys, his confidence was a bit,
yep,
just a bit affected. You know, he those couple of falls and you know, he was willing himself to get a big result. Darren Weir always says in a big race, Jay Allen is the man you want to have on because he just has that eye of the tiger and that self-belief. They had incredible belief in this horse, Gallic Chieftain. Although he was, you know, well, apart from Master of Arts at $15, he was one of the lesser fancied of the Weir quartet.
Well, he was a third stringer.
He was.
As far as the betting was concerned.
Enormous performance with 59.5 kilos on a deteriorating track. Yogi, the runner-up, and the third-place Romanesque had a 5.5 kilo head start on him, and he was still too good. Fantastic three-way finish. I don't think I've seen so many close finishes across 3 days of a Warrnambool Carnival. The Cup lived right up to it. It was a great win. And again, we'll probably see Gallic Chieftain, Yogi, and possibly Romanesque have a look at some features in Brisbane because it's going to be a super strong form race.
So that's our look back on what was a fabulous 3 days at the Bull. Darren Weir, the king again, with 12 wins out of the 30 races. And Simon Wilde, the local king, taking the double, the Brierley and the Grand Annual. For Sharky, if you were to highlight, what would the highlight be over the 3 days?
Definitely the quaddy on day one. I think we might know that purely from a place of self-interest. But I think we saved the best until last. I think the Grand Annual, the Cup finish and Furion on the Thursday, that just unbelievable.
No doubt about that. You can't complain about that. It was an unbelievable Warrnambool Bull Carnival. Well done to Pete Downs and his whole team again. And now the countdown is on to next year for another bigger and better ball. And hopefully by that time we'll have found Darren Galley and Maggie Payne, who are probably thumbing their way home. Or Daz might be riding Big Bad Baz. You never know. He's that in love with a horse.
Pray for Darren. Pray for and his liver.
Fingers crossed. We'll be back with normal programming on the Country Racing Show next week with Darren Galley and Maggie Payne in the studio. Good luck to those who are holding meetings in the week ahead. Horsham on Saturday, Gold Coin Entry Day. Also, we've got Racing.com Park on Sunday and Werribee Wangaratta Monday, Mornington, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's the city meeting. And then next Thursday, it's Echuca and Racing.com next Thursday night. I hope you have a great week wherever you are around this great state.
The people who love thoroughbred racing from around Victoria. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.